www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
And our special guest this morning is Michael Shaw. And before we get to Michael and talking about how they are utilizing the environmental movement to justify ever more control over the lives of the people and manipulation of the entire economy and taking away our property rights, I wanted to just briefly mention the strike, the General Motors strike. Now, most people think, you know, the union is going out on strike because, you know, they can't get the concessions from General Motors. And General Motors, of course, if they're going to be competitive in the world market, they're going to have to cut back on the wages and retirement benefits. And the workers don't want to give that up. And so they're going to go out on strike despite the fact that they don't realize that today they are competing in the labor market with the laborers in China who are willing to work for $2 a day, and they're getting, well, within the past they've been getting about $70 an hour with a regular salary and the retirement benefits and all of that. That's what it costs. And if you were General Motors, would you rather be producing in China at $2 or $3 a day, or would you rather be producing in the United States where your requirement was, you know, $70 an hour for a worker? Well, basically what's happening is certainly GM wants to get rid of their obligations to the retired people. That's going to cost them about $50 billion. They're trying to get the unions to take that on, and they're trying to get concessions for maybe $30 an hour cutback on the current wage structure that they're... But GM is planning on a dramatic cutback on the number of cars they're going to produce in the fall. Now, how are they going to cut back on the number of cars they produce when the union contract requires them to actually pay the employees even when they're not working? Why? You get them to go out on strike. So these people then lose their income. General Motors makes a tremendous amount of money because they don't have to pay. They're going to cut back production anyway. They don't have to pay the employees. The union worker, union bosses are working in league with the with General Motors to precipitate this strike to save General Motors billions of dollars, which down the line eventually they'll make some sort of a settlement. The workers will be impoverished by this. It's a standard technique that's been used over and over again. Certainly Milton Friedman described this with the coal miners in his book Capitalism and Freedom. How the union bosses worked with the coal manufacturers, and every time they got too much coal, they just couldn't sell all the coal, then they'd call a strike. And who paid for the strike as they got rid of all the excess coal they did? Why, the workers, of course, who didn't have an income. It's a standard technique. When you understand how this works, you realize that nothing is as it appears to be. Well, that is the background. Let's get to Michael Shaw, because when we begin talking about the environment and sustainable development and Agenda 21, which is the agenda of the elite for the 21st century, you realize nothing is as they say it is. They are using scam after scam after scam to convince us we've got to give up our freedom so we can have sustainable communities and sustainable environment. Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. That was a fascinating beginning to this radio show.
Well, I didn't mean to detract from what you're going to say, but I think that people have to understand nothing as it appears to be, and this strike will help General Motors. It will really give them the boost that they need, or maybe they'll just pick up and move right offshore and leave all those people who are clamoring, we're entitled to this, without anything at all. Well, go right ahead.
Well, it's a perfect example of the environmental E, one of the three E's of sustainable development. I mean, there is nothing conspiratorial about what it is that I talk about. Gee, be a whole lot more, quote, fun if one was not facing an understanding of how sustainable development philosophy works. This is a perfect example. They go by what they call the three E's, which is equity, which is how the system of justice for America is being changed. And you can go to law schools across this country, and no longer are the principles of equal justice even taught. Today, like at my old alma mater, Santa Clara University, the law school teaches purely and with braggadocio, they teach the principles of social justice. Well, that's the first E of sustainable development. It's equity, changing the society within which we live. And you start by doing that, by implementing this new system of law, which is happening with increasing rapidity. The Kelo case out of the United States Supreme Court from, 2 years ago now, is the perfect example. It strips right out of the Constitution the meaning of the words public use out of the Fifth Amendment. Government can only take private property for a public use. And what's happening, as we described last month with the formation of the North American Union, how it is that by taking these very pronounced steps toward it that include the immigration policy and the establishment of this NAFTA transportation corridor from the middle of Mexico up into the middle of Canada, with branches all throughout the United States with no customs post, a pure Trojan horse laid out for America in order to implement this same economic E that you described with such a beautiful example in the intro to this show. The purpose of the economic E is to redistribute America's financial and natural, mostly natural, resources so that all societies around the world can be equalized. In other words, eliminate the middle class. That's what sustainable development economic policy is all about. And your example is just a perfect introduction to this show. So thank you.
Well, you go right ahead, because I think it's so important that people understand that freedom is one ball of wax that's under attack. They are going to destroy the middle class in America, and the people who are not prepared for it will suddenly find that their homes, their jobs, their future, their children's future have all been eliminated, and we will simply one day become sharecroppers in our own country. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw for using the environmental effort to destroy.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
American Freedom Network, our guest, Michael Shaw. Michael, please pick up and go from there.
Well, Dr. Stan, you've talked twice about the environment. Let me explain the three E's. These are the leg posts for sustainable development. It's a program that has been embraced by the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, and the various interest groups along a left-right political spectrum. So it looks like it has something for everybody, and that's why it's got such behind-the-scenes support. Most of its implementers may even be some in our listening audience today, and that could be a good thing if they can begin to understand that the implementation is for this program of global sustainable development, which is the elimination of the American concepts of liberty and justice. For a very long period of time, because if we surrender that power to control our destiny into today's technology, it could be lost for a very long time. And yet the American public is blind to the nature of the reality, the existence of sustainable development. And so that's why it's important, even though it means, look, gee whiz, the party's over. You know, 230 years of freedom, the party's over. Don't turn out the lights, please. You know, you can take that attitude. Don't bother me that, you know, the party's over. I'm still going to party. You know, you can take that position, but at real risk, not just to subsequent generations, but to the end of the natural life cycle of baby boomers. Things are moving fast, Dr. Stan. And it's because the unanimity, the solidity around this globalist program called sustainable development is the action program to transform America from a free society to a state in the global network where human beings no longer have unalienable rights. They begin to have human rights as granted by the people behind the United Nations. Well, human rights or animal rights, it really doesn't matter. Those are not the inalienable natural rights of being a human being, and that's what's at risk today. And it's very cleverly being orchestrated, but I don't think the big sustainable game is going to last to its natural ending point, because people are beginning to understand and link the dots, and that's what understanding sustainable development allows you to do. So I encourage people that I speak to participate in the protection, or really restoration, because we've lost so much already, the restoration of individual liberty and equal justice in this country. And a good way to start is to look at our website. It'll lead you to lots of other places that put brighter lights on aspects of the Sustainable Development Action Plan really working to transform America, to ship our resources offshore, to shut us down internally, and to make us part of the global commons.
Well, I think, you know, Michael, the problem is most people find it difficult to believe that there really are people, an elite group, who want to take away our freedom. Everybody takes freedom for granted without realizing that there are people working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, who have a different world view. And they believe that they're going to make a different world. They're going to be in charge. And of course, what they've got to do is circumvent our Constitution. In other words, little bit by little bit eroded. Oh, they don't want to amend the Constitution because they know people don't want to give up their freedom. So they simply circumvented, and they utilized laws, and they purchased the support of congressmen about bit by bit to gradually move us away from sovereign citizens in a free society to serfs in a controlled or regulated society. But they're using, of course, the threats of the environment many times to justify doing that. Of course, they use all sorts of techniques, but one of them is this threat to the environment, global warming. Oh, my goodness, we need all sorts of new government controls to protect the spider or the goldfinch moth or whatever it would be. And it's all a scam. The trouble is, most people don't know it's a scam. They shake their heads. They don't understand how these things could be happening as they see little by little our private property rights, our personal freedom being eroded, and don't understand how these schools are being used to program our youth to really believe not the truth, but the lies. Oh, my goodness, we're all going to be destroyed by global warming, and as the sea level rises, and all scientists agree why we have global warming because of what man is doing, and it's not true. Scientists agree we have global warming, but it's not because of CO2, because CO2 is a very inefficient greenhouse gas. The lakes up, you know, 300% of the atmosphere. It is the cycles of the sun. But how do we get people to understand?
Well, I think when people can begin to link the dots, and that's what we try to do at our website, freedomadvocates.org, is give people the tools that help them begin to explore as deeply as they want to at our site or at other sites a particular subject and begin to see the patterns between these subjects and see the constant pointing in academia, for instance, to sustainable development policies. And inside the core groups of politicos in this country, or what they're now calling water masters as part of that political barrage, is people who play this lip service to sustainable development policies, but they're not the ones that I think you're describing, Stan, the ones who know what they're doing, who understand their philosophy, who know how this is the real implementation of the economic visions of the Italian dictator and the political goals of Lenin and Trotsky. And here it comes together. It reemerges as the communist monster supposedly dies behind the Iron Curtain. And yet here it is. Whole of the world is now swarmed from inside the U.S., a huge fifth column, and outside the U.S., with the pressures of the United Nations and the breaking down of our borders in order to implement UN policy, in order to implement World Trade Organization trade policy, all beginning to have the effect of siphoning off American financial resources.
And we're just sending our money. I mean, we're running massive deficits. We're talking $800-900 million a year we're sending out of this country to other countries so that they can come in and buy up our infrastructure. Dubai recently bought, 20% of the NASDAQ stock market and a large part of the London stock market. They're coming in and buying up our freeways and our tollways and our water systems and our electric systems. They're buying up everything. Foreign countries are doing that because we gave them the money to do it with. People don't understand that, millions of Americans are going to lose their homes. This is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. But people are not going to be able to maintain their homes because they're going to lose their source of income as our jobs and our manufacturing
And now it's our infrastructure. The
right.
Completed highway system of I-35 in Texas will be a section on this road that goes from the middle of Mexico throughout Canada and all over the United States. Now, we're taking this existing road and putting its control into the hands of a Spanish corporation who will then charge Americans a toll every time they want to get on the road that they've already built and paid for through prior tax levies. So who owns America becomes the question. And under sustainable development philosophy, you get what we're seeing. That's why it's so critical. If you want to link the dots, understand their own program called Sustainable Development. You know, you can read their document. It's thousands of pages. Its implications aren't always clear to the reader. Or you can use that document and read analysis. Find your own way to understanding this issue. It's, in the course of life, it's not that tough. When Americans understand sustainable development, there are solutions.
And, Chris, you've got a great deal of great information available for people, don't you?
Well, we do. You know, we've come to understand this dynamic very suddenly in the year 2000. Nothing has dissuaded myself and many people around me that this dynamic is becoming more and more serious. You can't fight an enemy you don't understand. If you want to know why both Bush and Clinton, at least one of them bothers everybody, and both of them bother many of us, when you understand sustainable development and their co-commitment to its end, to its purpose, then you swallow hard and get busy. Because America's not dead yet.
No, we can certainly, if there are enough people out there who will take the time to begin to study the information that you have and that available through other sources, and understand that what is happening is not by accident. It's all planned. Of course, what they do is they create diversions like we are going to have a war in the Middle East. And as our attention is focused on what's going on overseas and the fight for democracy in Iraq, because we got to bring democracy to Iraq, we're losing our freedom here at home. And people don't understand what's going on.
Well, let me review just a little bit what we talked about last month after we described the three E's. That's equity, which means justice system, economy, which means change from free enterprise to public-private partnership, and the environment, which is really just a ruse to take our eyes off what they're really doing, which is changing our system of justice, changing our lifestyle values, and changing our whole political base. So the environment's really just the cover to distract people from, you know, the real political economic games and objectives that sustainable development core have intended for us. And then we gave some examples. We looked at funny money, the Federal Reserve, and how money is just created by them out of thin air. These are globalist bankers who then make this money and for the purpose of loaning out. So as the debt grows, their free money out of thin air, interest yield grows. Now, globalist bankers have been in charge of that system of money creation worldwide now for almost 100 years. The U.S. was the last major nation in 1913 to adopt a central bank like that coordinated on a globalist level. So the owners of the American Federal Reserve have had the core interest rate on this made out of thin air money that they threw into the system. They've had an interest yield for a century. They've bought our means of public dissemination, with a few exceptions. But it puts the rest of us, the ordinary human being, the ordinary American, in the deep hole. The only way out is seeing the way we were put in. understanding sustainable development is that key.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shaw here at the American Freedom Network.
Car school in office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. Michael, before we go on, why don't we get out your website, your SNE, tell people a little bit about the material they can get from you and how they can reach you and your organization.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're at freedomadvocates.org. We're a tax-exempt organization. Our purpose is to disseminate the information about sustainable development to a national and really worldwide audience. We get tremendous communications from English-speaking countries, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, England, broader Great Britain. And what we are experiencing here in the United States is happening everywhere. The water takedown is far more advanced in Australia than it is here in the United States. The smart growth planning, how suburbs are just being taken down and people are put into government, public-private partnership, I call that government housing, along railroad tracks to create this workforce of the smart growth era. So, you know, it's an amazing phenomenon that when you really get focused on this dynamic called sustainable development, all of which is in writing, all of which emanates from American federal agencies and the United Nations. And it's giving us a whole new political path that what I call the useful idiots, the average politician, who doesn't really know any of this stuff. He's just given his mission by the party operatives. Those people are focused to the implementation of sustainable development, the undoing of America. It couldn't be a more thorough and despicable objective than it is. So the awakening on sustainable development reality is coming, but it's coming too slowly. And I can say for sure that people in Colorado are right under the thumb's edge of this stuff. I've forgotten his name, but the mayor of Denver is a prototype New Age academic type committed to the principles of sustainable development. You read his speeches, and his commitment to the program is absolute. That's why Denver is going to be in trouble.
And, of course, they get their people into political office. They have a slogan. It says, you know, think globally, but act locally. And so they work within our political organizations. The great tax-exempt foundations, of course, funded by this movement, of course, then, of course, gives money to specific groups to be politically active. They're not supposed to, but, I mean, who are you going to report them to? The government, which is going right along with this? I mean, certainly they fund our universities, and our universities go right along with the liberal agenda.
That's a place where I tend to disagree with most people, and I always speak right up. It's my soft button. This is not a liberal agenda. It is a left-right agenda.
You're absolutely right.
Okay. It's just the reality that the political spectrum has been created through a money-infused process for 100 years now to cause us to think certain left-right divides. And yet the reality is this artificial dialectic. It's not arising out of human improvement. You know, this artificial dialectic has been planted by some people with tons of money to create an outcome. And that outcome is a system of globalized governance where the human beings are biological resources to a very narrow human elite.
Well, what you're suggesting is they control both the left and the right.
Yes. Without equivocation. You know, they control from the socialist to the capitalist. Remember, capitalism is a term coined by Karl Marx. And 1983, Unabridged Dictionary defines capitalism as originally based in principles of free enterprise, but evolves to a system of public-private partnership. That's, you know, that was Benito Mussolini. Well, that's what capitalism has certainly become. It is not based on the principles of free enterprise. It's now based upon the principles of partnering with government, insider wins, everybody else out. Now, that's how home building in Santa Cruz County has operated for some while. The effort has been made to put farmers in that position by taxing the farmer for his own water. Supreme Court last month, state of California, upheld an appellate court decision that reversed the local trial court and said, no, water agencies can't come in and tax land overlying landowners for the use of the water. Can't do that. A big, stunning defeat in the state of California for the advocates of sustainable policy, because sustainable policy intends to control all water under all kinds of bizarre theories. Here in California, it's called conjunctive use, to centralize authority over all water so that smart growth programs can be implemented. The way that happens is, if you're out in the rural area and you lose your water, you're going to live where they want you to live.
And so if you control the water, you control the people. And, you know, traditionally, I mean, you put down, well, that was your water, but, oh, that is no longer the case. That's community water. You're stealing water from the general people by...
Well, no, I disagree with that, Stan, because it is still the case, okay? And we could end up with law, wrongful law, that steals the water from the overlying landowner.
You're right.
You have to remember, private property extends from the core of the earth to the extension of the universe.
But of course, they want to change that so they can control the water. Control the water, you control the people. You even control where they live. You control the farming, the animals, everything.
Well, people have to understand the World Trade Organization, which is a total attack on U.S. sovereignty. When you can't establish your own trade policy, you are not a sovereign nation. But the World Trade Organization has called for the consumption of water at a rate of 10 gallons per day per person. Now, Americans today, partly because they own yards, uses 140 gallons per day. So that means a better than a 90% reduction in the amount of water you, anyone in the listening audience, can use. Never mind about those daily showers. If we're going to have a world population, sustainable development calls for one of two world populations. If the world is comprised of peasants, their international document that came out with sustainable development says 5 billion people. If they are to be industrialized like Americans, it would be 1 billion people.
We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, I'm Stan, I guess, this morning, and Michael Shaw from Freedom Ethics. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, linking some dots, we talk about funny money, we talk about the effort to abolish private property. You know, the way you do that is you turn to a system of public-private partnership. You know, if your business competitor suddenly becomes a partner with the government and subsidy flows his way, you're at a real disadvantage. Public-private partnership is designed to eliminate, over time, free enterprise. The economic battle today, as part of the globalist takeover, is the battle over converting our economics from a system of free enterprise to what used to be called fascism. Now,
well, we're losing our freedom, and most people see it happening. They see America changing, but they can't figure out why it's happening. They think it's just happening by chance, but I don't believe any of this is happening by chance.
No, it's not, because our justice system is being attacked by the promulgation of laws and the training of lawyers into a communitarian system of societal operation. Now, if you take study of the communitarian notions, Nikki Rapana and some work of others, you begin to understand that this is really sophisticated communism. It's a justice system that supports the dispensement of justice to groups rather than to individuals, undermining every element and aspect of what's important about individual liberty. Now, the fourth link you can make is to really get down and dig in and find the level of educational indoctrination in our school systems today. Preparing people, I remember an old movie in the 1980s on TV, an ABC movie, which has been kind of blown out of existence, it would appear, but an ABC movie called America with a K.
Yes.
And it showed the classrooms the day after the takedown by globalist forces in this movie, the takedown of the American the American principles. And the day after that formalized, the schools were running like communist factories. The system has been prepared to do that. So looking at the educational indoctrination is one way to really anchor your understanding of the links that connect up this sustainable development takedown of America. Another way is to, those that are more political philosophy oriented, understanding this manipulation of a left-right dialectic and how, whether it's the left or the right, they're really combining, taking us on this stairway to hell. So it's important to begin to acknowledge the stake you have in the transformation of America. That's what I keep calling it. We are undergoing the period of transforming America. It is happening under our noses. And a lot of people see a lot of things that are wrong. Nobody's happy with the Congress. Nobody's happy with the executive department. We need to put it together. It was George Bernard Shaw, an early leader in this globalist movement, who said, "We will crawl like a turtle for as long as it takes, and then we will break loose like a hare." Well, the time to find them is when they're running like a hare through the field, and that time has begun.
And, of course, what they're doing is they're running towards the finish line where they claim the prize, control of the world.
That's right, and the prize is world government.
Right.
And, at the essence of all world government is the control by a few human beings. And, one of the first guys who introduced me to this fellow out of the Santa Cruz Planning Department, an environmentalist, he was an advocate for all these things, one of my early knowledge information sources. And he would argue that the American Republic is a failure, and that what we need is a, quote, benevolent dictator. Sustainable development guarantees you a dictator. Some silly people think that dictator will be benevolent. Benevolent to all species, as I would have it described to me. All species need benevolence. And so, humans, by implication, are expendable in the interest of other species. is the Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management, that has working papers that describe human beings as biological resources. That man has been promoted, not disciplined, or expunged from government service. Sustainable development master hands are throughout our federal agencies. You'll find all of our federal agencies communicating and implementing the Agenda 21 program out of the 1992 United Nations conference held in Rio de Janeiro. They changed the term to sustainable development, and you'll see that described in your local newspapers time and again. Always very innocuously, as we're proceeding toward sustainable objectives, as though the devil can't call black white.
Well, it's a well-coordinated, carefully crafted program with unlimited finances at its disposal that controls our schools and controls our university and controls our media, and can convince people that, all the scientists agree on global warming. We're just going to have to accept these increased government controls and alternative sources of energy and cut back, conserve. We've got to give up our light bulbs, the regular light bulbs, and get these fluorescent light bulbs. We've got to transform our way of life. We've got to cut back on our use of energy and for air conditioning and driving our cars and getting little tiny cars because they don't consume so much gasoline. And it's all a scam. But repeated over and over again, people begin to believe the only way we're going to survive is conservation, lowering our living standards. And they're doing it for our own good. Michael, we're out of time. Thanks very much for being with us this morning. Always a pleasure. Again, it's Freedom Advocates. God bless. Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Like to understand global warming, we've got a great DVD put out by Dr. Michael Kaufman on global warming. If you'd like to understand how this whole sustainable development movement works, why we have a syllabus. And you should get that along with our talk on sustainable development. We have a video on sustainable development and a four-tape set. But the syllabus is unique in that it actually has a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Rio meeting in 1992, where this all was laid out. And it's a summary of an 1,142-page document called going into the massive plan, the international plan to transform society, laid out by this ruling elite. Well, the Sustainable Development Syllabus has summarized that into 30 or 40 pages. We have the Earth Charter, which is the plan. There is a diabolical plan that's laid out. And if you read the Earth Charter point of 10A, you'll find out it is for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. How do you redistribute wealth between nations? Why, just what we're doing. You send your factories overseas. You send your jobs overseas. You get the people to go out on strike to maintain their income. And then when they want to come back to work, you tell them they don't have any jobs. You've transferred your production to China. And that's exactly what we're doing. And it all goes into doing away with our tariff policies. So it encourages our major industries to move overseas, where actually they are guaranteed by our government, by you, that if the factories are ever seized, why, you'll give them not only the cost of everything they've lost, but two or three times that. Who in their right mind, as a manufacturer, wouldn't move overseas with that sort of a guarantee? Well, Pierce, the Sustainable Development Syllabus has the summary of the World Bank water policy. It's all laid out. Population control. They intend to kill off most of the world's population through wars and through disease and through epidemics and certainly by poisoning the people and the children. And they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know about it. You don't understand why one in every six American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and why so many of our young kids today, when they graduate from high school, cannot compete effectively with children from Lithuania and Latvia. Do you think it's happening by accident? Of course not. Sustainable Development Syllabus, video and four-tape set available from Radio Liberty, the DVDs on global warming available. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a DVD of the talk I gave there in Colorado on the wars, the untold story, the history of wars, that is available from Radio Liberty, and you'll certainly want to get the syllabus that goes with that, the one on Iraq, the untold story. Let me remind you, we are having an all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area on the 28th of October, and if you can possibly make it, going to be a great lineup of speakers. So again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Understand, there is a master plan. Behind that are truly demonic forces. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the DVD, hear my talk, see how this has been working thousands of years to take us to where we are today. And as we move towards war with Iran, understand it's a plan to bankrupt and destroy America. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.